many immigrants in the U.S., a path to a green card is long and often arduous, and it's usually followed by a 5-year wait for citizenship. But children who are younger than 18 when their parents become naturalized citizens automatically get citizenship. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak went to a ceremony organized for them by the Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency and has this report.
I hereby declare.
On oath.
That I absolutely...
119 children and teenagers got their citizenship certificates on a recent day in Lower Manhattan. They came from over 30 countries, including Albania, Ecuador, Pakistan, and the UK.
For purpose of evasion.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Wave your flags.
Waving an American flag and flashing a big smile, Yaeli Mateo said she had been looking forward to this for a long time.
It makes me feel happy, and I always waited for this moment to happen.
You always waited for this moment. And how old are you?
Ten.
Yaeli and her brother, 16-year-old Michael, came from the Dominican Republic 7 years ago. Michael also got his certificate. Explaining what this moment meant for him, he seemed to aim for what he thought was the right thing to say.
It means a lot to me, because I know I'm part of this country now. I can defend the people from here, going to the army, I don't know.
But when asked if he really wanted to join the army...
Not really, but if I have to, I'm going to do it.
If it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, otherwise, what would you like to do?
I don't know, I want to be a singer.
A rapper, to be precise. Beaming with pride in Michael and Yaeli was their dad, Julio. He came to the U.S. with his brother, Robert, whose two sons also got their certificates. Julio said the whole family was ecstatic.
Very happy, excited, because, you know, my children are citizens and part of this country. So that means that they go to have better opportunity here.
Last year, over 50,000 children got their citizenship certificates. They're often accompanied by parents like Patel Taylor, who seem to relish the moment more than their offspring. Taylor is a school crossing guard in Brooklyn. She watched as her two daughters, sporting pink jackets, got their certificates.
Zahara Tamar Taylor. Atiya Monique Taylor.
10-year-old Atiya was happy with hers, but 11-year-old Zahara had some reservations. She didn't exactly like her photo.
It looks okay? Oh, wow. I don't think they understand the extent of being a U.S. citizen as yet because they are still young.
Taylor, who's now 42, came to the U.S. with her daughters from Trinidad 7 years ago. For her, America is still the country where anything is possible. That's the message she says she tries to instill in her daughters every day.
You have the opportunity to get more. Whatever dream you have, whatever value you want, you could work for it. The only limit is what you set for yourself.
That day, Atiya and Zahara said they were just looking forward to not having limits on a celebratory shopping spree. For WNYC, I'm Marilla Ivorak.